everything at Lindholm Roofing right now is conversations about the changing weather. And there's a lot of things that maybe you got away with in the summer because it wasn't so bad of a summer that the winter and the late fall are going to punish you on, right? What should we be thinking about for our exteriors?
You know, obviously we haven't had much in the way of inclement or damaging weather. No tornadoes, minimal hailstorms, although there have been a few. Mm-hmm. Hardly any big wind storms. Precipitation is down over 30% for the season, for the year. So, but that doesn't mean that your roof is not aged. It doesn't mean that things haven't moved around or dried up or started cracking or, you know, that 42-year-old roof you have on
scaring
your
me.
Condos.
Stop scaring me.
I'm sorry.
He's going to get you the quote. No, don't worry.
He's going to help me.
Yeah. No, yeah. But it's not a bad thing for a homeowner to simply walk around their home. You know, if they can look up on the roof, if they can even see it.
What am I looking for?
You're looking for lifted shingles. You're looking for anything up there that doesn't look right, if you will. You look at a painted wall, you can tell it's got an issue in the middle of the wall or there's something. So look up at your roof and just see if there's something out up there that doesn't just look right. Look and see if there's trees that have grown over the roof and now they're on the roof and they're rubbing the roof when the wind blows. And now the roof is being damaged. The granules are being lost. The roof eventually will be worn down to the wood or the felt. And then you need to do repairs. Keep those trees off the roof. Look at your gutters and downspouts. And if you have a terrarium growing out of your gutters, well, guess what? You need to clean your gutters.
Mm-hmm.
You know, downspouts, they come down the side of your home. Walk around your house. Grab your downspouts. Give them a little shake. If they're, you know, moving back and forth a few inches, they need to be tightened up before the wind or the snow comes and they freeze and they fall off the house. Look at your siding. If the siding is nice and horizontal, but then there's a piece over here that's like, oh man, that's at a bit of an angle. Maybe you need something tightened up or fixed up or, you know, revamped a bit.
Right.
Look at the caulk around your windows. Windows are obviously a climate guard from the exterior elements for your home. But if the caulk around the windows is worn out, cracked, or falling out, it just needs some maintenance. It doesn't last. The windows might last 30 years, but the exterior seals around the perimeter don't.
Mm-hmm. I think that's a common misconception when X is supposed to last this amount of time. A lot of that's with the proper maintenance around what you're supposed to be doing. All right, so I can kind of see some of the things I'm looking for. And we got some more to chat about with you in a moment, but we got to go to break here. If I don't know what to look for or I can't get up to see what I need to see, do you guys do just the inspection? How does that work?
That's exactly where we come in. We're happy to come out to you, to your home. Free estimate, free inspection.
Free inspection.
It's a free estimate, free inspection. You get a roofer that wants to charge you for an estimate, you know, find someone else.
Find Lindholm.
Well, find Lindholm, but find a different roofer. If someone wants to say, well, you know, an estimate's $50. No, it's free. So we come out, and, you know, we may or may not find anything.
Right.
We're actually doing free inspections on roofs that we have done within the last 5 years. We come out, we just make sure everything's good. I've gone out to a few myself, and I mentioned trees. Well, on this guy's garage, the trees were just hanging over the ridge. I know that they're wearing out the shingles. Maybe they already have, but I suggested to them that they hire a tree trimmer and come out and trim the trees off the roof.
And what that does, so Lindholm didn't get any money off of that in that business. That's okay. They know you're trusted. They know the next time they need someone for the roof. That's what you guys are all about. It's a family business going back, I forget how many years, but a long time.
Since 1949, I believe that would be 76. Am I doing the math right?
So the free inspection, that walkthrough that we just talked through, you guys will do it.
We do that.
Where can people reach you at?
773-283-7675 or Lindholm Roofing.
Got a lot more to cover. Home Sweet Home Chicago. John in for David Hochberg after this on WGN.
Now, here's John Hanson and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
3:51 on WGN. Happy Saturday, everyone. John in for David Hochberg. We'll take you till 6 o'clock, and then that's when the Let's Get Legal party begins till 8 p.m.
Do you go to the other studio, or are you going to do a show?
I'll probably do it from here today. Sometimes I do walk down. When I'm in for Lisa, I'll do her show here, and then I'll walk down. First of all, I got to get my steps in. Second of all, it kind of gives you like a mental reset. Like, hey, it's a new program. I got to reset my brain from Lisa's show to Your Money Matters. Maybe for this one, going from, you know, talking about your houses and taxes and all that to got to talk about legal stuff.
The good stuff.
You're going to stick around with me? Oh, no, you got your pizza party you got to go to. 312-981-7200 is the Mega Pros text and photo line. Would love to get to... Hey, go take a picture of your roof right now. 312-981-7200. Let's make Mike Houston look at your roof on a small picture on a computer screen and give you a little inspection or some caulk around the windows.
Should have brought my glasses.
Yeah. Well, that'll make the inspection even better. Yeah. 312-981-7200. Go take a picture of anything goofy on your exterior. Seriously, go do it right now and text on in and let us know what you see out there, and we'll help get some answers. You wanted to mention with all the work that you do and something that's important to you are benefiting World War II veterans. You got two things to tell us about today, don't you?
I do. So I am a veteran, and I'm involved with the Villa Park VFW Post 2801. Mm-hmm. And I am the service officer, the chaplain, and the adjutant. If anyone wants to know what an adjutant is, basically I take notes for the commander and I read minutes at our meetings.
Okay, I thought that you just agitated the whole time.
No, I'm agitating.
Okay.
So I've got a little blurb of news that I hope helps someone. There are over 2,500 World War II era vets in the state of Illinois.
2,500?
Over 2,500.
Okay.
And just in Illinois. Now I Googled that and it came up as of February of 2025, 2,500 vets, World War II vets. In the state of Illinois, put into law last year, any World War II vet that served as much as a day during World War II in the military, whether it be a stateside or foreign soil, it does not matter what your disability status is with the VA, you are exempt from paying property taxes on your primary residence that you live in.
Hmm.
A lot of people don't have to go through the process of getting a disability rating.
Right. A lot of people simply don't know that. Now, obviously, 2,500 people is not many, but I think that's why they put that out there. But it's also... They also allow for the vet's widow or widower to also take advantage of that benefit as long as that widow or widower has not remarried.
So there's a lot more people that probably don't even know that they are eligible for this.
The state of Illinois, I do not know about Indiana, Michigan, Wisconsin, or wherever else our listening audience is, or even other states, but in the state of Illinois, and not only that, if you paid all your 2024 taxes, property taxes already, and most people have, because I think the due date has passed.
Mm-hmm.
They can file to get a refund on that.
Okay. So this is, you're going to get some money back quickly.
This has happened. I know it's happened. I've told this to some World War II vets, and they've already applied for it. I know at least one that has gotten it. But you are eligible for not paying taxes on your property in 2024 and 2025 and moving forward, as long as you stay alive. And of course,
or your spouse.
That's a tough one.
I mean, yeah. I wish we had done this earlier. I mean, I understand why you can't just give everyone property tax, you know, relief forever, but our World War II veterans, the greatest generation, I mean, 5 years ago would have been a little bit better than now, but hey, better late than never, I guess. So I'm glad people know about it. So any World War II veteran, regardless of ability, whatever, if you got an injury, it doesn't matter. If you served a day in World War II, stateside, foreign soil, wherever.
Correct.
You don't pay property taxes in Illinois.
That is correct. Now, the article I've read, and I apologize, I don't have the answer to this. It did not state that you need to have had an honorable discharge.
Okay.
Which sometimes for some veteran benefits, you do need an honorable discharge, but it didn't state that you did.
Just
you served at least one day during World War II, which the dates are from like 12/7 of 1941 to September 2nd of 1945.
312-981-7200 is our phone number. That's awesome. I'm glad you're letting people know about that.